Part 1. An Introduction to Prayer. Chapter 1. What Prayer is All About. The history of God's people is decorated with men and women of prayer. Volumes have been written about men and women of God who knew how to fall before God at the altar of prayer until their prayers were answered. Countless stories have been told about how some of these prayer veterans even gave their lives calling out to the Lord. I know of no greater accolade for any believer on this side of heaven than to be known as a prayer warrior. As I read about prayer warriors in the scriptures, I would love to have the boldness of Moses, who represented God's people before the Lord. I am intrigued by the faith of Elijah, who called down the fire of God to consume the false prophets of Baal. I long for the passion of Ezra as he held forth the word of God and the people fell on their faces before God in repentance, prayer, and fasting. I crave to have the transparency before the Lord that David had in prayer. I know I need to continually practice the brokenness of Nehemiah before God. As well, I have a passion to possess the unwavering nature of Daniel before the Lord in prayer. When Zacharias prayed about his barren wife, Elizabeth, God gave them a son who became the forerunner of Jesus, John the Baptist. What trust Zacharias and Elizabeth exhibited in their prayer life. Jesus' disciple Peter had a firm grip on prayer after he was filled with the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. The epistles of Paul to the churches are testimonies of a man who was obviously a true warrior in prayer. Even as Paul prayed for the church in his day, I want to be able to pray for the church in my day. I have been to the top of Mount Carmel, where Elijah called down the fire from heaven. I have stood on parts of the wall that Nehemiah built, as well as been in what some say could be the upper room where the Spirit of God came down upon disciples. But there has been no place that has impacted me more than the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus called out to the Father in prayer during his last hours on earth. Each place has impacted me during the many times I have been to the Holy Land, but each time the Garden of Gethsemane moves me to get on my face before God and call out to him for the needs of others. My life has been further challenged by great prayer warriors who lived after the New Testament days. How I would love to have the courage of John Huss, who was burned at the stake praying to his master and Lord, Jesus Christ. I am humbled by the faith of George Mueller, who was responsible for feeding the children of his orphanage, but never asked for one dime from any man. He just prayed in God's supply. I would love to be consumed with such a burden for America that I could pray like John Knox for his nation. Lord, give me Scotland or I die. Each one of these prayer warriors knew what prayer was all about. They were proven veterans of prayer. Time and space will not allow me to mention the countless thousands of other prayer warriors who deserve recognition in a book about prayer.